Thanks for starting your day with BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Ted Drinkwater with your morning headlines for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. It's officially spring, and the BYU-Idaho grounds crew is working hard to bring spring to campus. Student reporter Chandler Guadagnin has the report.
March 19th marked the beginning of spring. Despite some snow, Rexburg is starting to wake up. As I saw the snow melt and the dead grass revealed, I thought to myself, what goes into making BYU-Idaho blossom into the beautiful campus we know and love during the spring and summer months? So I decided to investigate, traversing the campus looking for a small tucked away shed that serves as the office of the grounds crew. That is where I met Jeff Palmer, the Director of Grounds Operations and Transportation for the university.
I grew up doing construction, and it put me through college. 20 years later, I was like, okay. Still landscaping.
Yeah.
And this job opened up, and God sent me here.
Palmer has worked at the university for the last year and a half. He's the guy in charge of the upkeep of the campus.
Our main focus is, once the snow is gone, is there's a lot of repair that goes back into the grounds, because just a lot of destruction with all the snow removal. There's just a lot of sweeping of the salt, getting that back off. And then it takes a while for the ground to dry out, and we just see what damage we have to repair in the sod. So we usually end up cutting out the sod along the sidewalks in those areas that get damaged and replace that. Yeah, a lot of sprinklers that get damaged from the plows. Yeah, there's just a lot of things that go into getting campus up and running again.
And you can believe Palmer when he says,
it's expensive. We have a big budget. It's one of the bigger budgets.
What you may not know is that that budget goes toward more than just the campus.
There's 9 areas that includes the temple and some of the stake centers that we maintain. It gives our students opportunities to be a part of maintaining the temple. It's kind of a neat experience.
Whether it is the university or the Rexburg Temple, the main focus of the crew is,
we want everybody to enjoy the grounds. We want them to get out on the grass and just enjoy being outdoors.
Enjoy that Rexburg spring, everybody. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Chandler Guadagnin.
The Idaho Falls Spud Kings are going to the playoffs. Brogan Houston has the story.
It took until the last game of the regular season, but the Idaho Falls Spud Kings have clinched a playoff spot. They'll face the first place Ogden Mustangs, with games starting this Friday. The Spuds turned their season around with a coaching change in late January. John Bukanik, who's coached high-level hockey for more than 30 years, deserves a lot of the credit for the Spuds' success.
2 months ago, I don't think people thought this was going to be where we were, but those kids in that locker room, man, they bought in. Yeah. And now we got, you know, you can't talk about a more difficult test than playing the best team probably in the entire NCDC.
The biggest change Bukanik made was the defensive system. The Spud Kings lack high-octane scoring, so shoring up the back end was essential. Bukanik mentioned in early February that he'd rather win games 2-1 than 7-6. Since then, his team has had 5 games that ended 2-1. This week is no exception. I reached out to Spud Kings defenseman and leading scorer DJ McLeish to see how they're preparing for the playoffs. He told me that it's the most physical, hardworking week they've had all year, going through their systems as many times as possible. Ice baths, he says, have been their friend. The playoffs have a best-of-5 format. The first 2 games, which take place Friday and Saturday, are in Ogden. They play in Idaho Falls on Monday and, if necessary, Wednesday. Game 5, if necessary, will be in Ogden next Friday. Tickets opened to the public Wednesday morning. They're available on the Spud Kings website. For Scroll and BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Brogan Houston.
The City of Idaho Falls is hosting a public meeting for its 2024 wastewater facility plan. The City of Idaho Falls will hold the open house next Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the City Council chambers. The public can submit comments and questions concerning the 2024 wastewater facility plan. The plan analyzes the city's wastewater system and offers recommendations to consider for when city leadership and staff need to make decisions regarding the wastewater system. The plan was last updated and approved in 2010. Residents are invited to offer their input about the drafted plan at the meeting or online at the Wastewater Division section of the city's website. Just go to IdahoFallsIdaho.gov and search wastewater/sewer. Thanks for joining me this morning. These have been your morning headlines for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. you can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask our friends Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app. I'm Ted Drinkwater, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.